Good morning, family. How are you today?
Doing good.
I am the announcement lady for life, I'm told. Because you told me. Thank you. All right. Let's get started with these announcements. So, ladies, we are having a ladies' breakfast, 9 a.m., at Tammy's house on June 17th, which is a Saturday morning. There's a sign-up sheet out in the foyer with what you can bring. I'm looking forward to getting to know everybody again. COVID didn't do us very good. It split us up, separated us, so let's meet and get back to fellowship. June 19th. Why are we so far out, Brock? It's weeks away. I'm not reading that one. The Romans Bible study has been postponed until after Labor Day, September 7th. So put that on your calendar. Uh-oh. It is the dreaded time. I don't know if you've noticed, but FWC is now using a mass text message and email system. And it comes right to your from our phone number, the 522-4062. So if you get a text from them, that would be Brock sending you information you need to know. And it would be helpful if you save that number in your phone under FWC, Family Worship Center, something. That way when it pops up, you know who it is. Let's see what else. That is the church landline. And we would like everyone to be checked in when they arrive on Sunday morning. Check-in opens, I believe, at 9 a.m. So if you think about it before you're on your way, you can check in then. But we would like everybody to check in. That we know who's here. It helps us to track people that way. And it gives Brock something to do. Exactly, Brock has a lot to do. But if you would check in for the attendance, and also please check your children into class. If you are a guest here, you may also check in if you would like. I'm looking at Lisa and Luke. you don't have to, but if you want to. And with that, I believe, are you coming up? Pastor has some really exciting news to share.
You don't need that. You can give that to, yeah. Good morning. Good morning, sir. Camp meeting is for Pennsylvania the 15th through the 23rd of July. I would encourage you to come out if you have campers or if you just want to stay. They have hotel rooms. They actually have dormitories if you really want to stay and you can't get one. But it's the largest camp meeting on the east side of the Mississippi. So it is a big, big camp meeting. There's swimming. There's all kinds of stuff. If you pre-register your kids for their VBS program, I'll call it that, that goes on all week long, and that gives you the chance to attend classes. There's all kinds of stuff going on, like I said. So I would encourage you. I will be there. So if you decide to go, let me know, and we'll look each other up. That's it. Jamie, where'd you go? I lost you. Yes, sir. Did y'all hear that? Thank you, sir. Yeah, we will not forget taking passing the plate. I promise.
You forgot last week.
No. I don't think. But then again.
Okay, a few things before I take prayer requests. Thank you. We have a postcard here from the Van Teams. Dear Family Worship Center, we just wanted to quickly make note that you have been partnering with our ministry financially for 10 years. Amazing. We are so grateful to you and your role in what God is doing in Scotland and with our missionary families and staff. Thank you, Drew and Christine. So congratulations. That's wonderful. And we've watched a lot of growth in the last 10 years there. And then I want to know who here are servicemen, and I want to honor you today and just thank you for what you've done serving our country. So do you want to stand or raise your hand? I know that you are in here, and Brock is one of them. Dean and Gary, Pastor and Luke, thank you so much. Anyone else? Let's give them a hand. I hope that you have a beautiful Memorial Day weekend, which we're halfway through, but it's gorgeous out. Okay, any prayer? I have cards here. Maybe I'll start with those. Thank you. I had more than that. Tammy is asking for continued prayers for a young lady named Faith. Please pray for breakthrough for her depression, fear, and anxiety, and for God to open doors for employment. I'm going to put them down here at the altar so that when you come and pray, you can take one, put it in your pocket, pray for them all week if you remember. Let's see, Tammy's also asking for mercies as they travel over the holiday weekend. And for her aunt, Chris, who is struggling with breast cancer, it has spread to her lungs. Anything else?
Luke and Lisa's travels.
Okay. Is that what you were going to say? Okay. Luke and Lisa's travels. Oh boy, I'm not going to be able to do this.
So I can give a quick update on Hallie. Surgery went amazing. If anybody's not on the Facebook page, yeah, said it was going to take 2 to 3 hours. Took like an hour and 15 minutes. Everything like happened really quick and. No complications or anything like that. And she's at home right now with the boys because they're sick, not because she's not feeling up to it. She would have been here today if not for them. But, yeah, she's doing great. I don't know. So thank you for the prayer and everything. Praise God.
Fabulous. Anyone else? Yes. Sebastian's cancer has gone into remission, but now he is paralyzed from the neck down. Please pray for that family. About how old? Oh my goodness. If there's none other, then I will go to prayer. Please bow with me. Father, I want to praise you for who you are. I praise you for your light. In you there is no darkness. You are truth. You are grace. You are mighty to save. You lift up the fallen. And you are faithful, and you want us to look behind us and remember all the things you have done for us. And you do not want us to fear the future. So I praise you in this house. I praise you for our family meeting here together. I want to lift up Luke and Lisa's travels back home. I thank you for their visit here today. I want to remember to you, Father, Terry Lape's football coach, who has been recently diagnosed with brain cancer, Father. Just ask that you would use this time in his life for him to call out to you in ways that he has not yet done, that you would use this moment to bring the ultimate healing to him As especially as we don't know where he is at with you, Lord, we just remember his family to you. Ask for your peace and strength. Father, lift up Tammy's friend Faith, who is struggling with anxiety and depression, and Father, she needs a job right now. Lord, you care about all of these. You care about the birds of the field. So how much more do you care about our deepest griefs, our worries, our fears, anxieties? I ask that you would lift them off of Faith, Lord, and bless her with a job that will earn her income to pay for her needs, for her bills and expenses. Father, I ask that you would also just come, soften her heart, and show her that she needs people to come around her. Maybe she can come to this church and find love and acceptance and help and support. Father, lift up all of Tammy's other needs, her aunt struggling with cancer, and everyone in our midst, all of our friends and family, there are so many, many hurting with cancer. We lift up Sebastian to you. I praise you, God, that his cancer is in remission. God, I ask that you would restore him, that he would not be permanently paralyzed now because of this medicine. You are the healer, and this is the paralysis is not from you. It's the thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you have come to give abundant life, and so I just speak life and healing over Sebastian right now in Jesus' name. We cover him with the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for the healing that you already have for him. Father, I pray for his family that you would just give them strength for the days ahead and help them to trust you, help their friends and family to come around them and support them in this difficult time. Praise you for Hallie's surgery this past week and the relief that she is already experiencing. I thank you for the doctor's wisdom and excellence in providing this relief. God, you are so good. You are such a good, good Father. And we are hungry for you, Holy Spirit, to come and fill this place. We thank you for all the men, not just here present in this room, but all throughout the country who are serving you presently or have served in the past to keep our country free. We give you thanks for this beautiful Memorial Day weekend, for all the lives that were laid down, and remind us of how you laid down your life ultimately for us, that we might be free. Free indeed. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. Would you stand with me and worship together?
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. Church, and we need your power in us. We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. Refuse to waste our lives for your joy and prize. To see the captive hearts released, the sick, the poor, and peace. We lay down our lives for heaven's cause. We are your church, and we pray revive this earth.
kingdom's power, reaching the near and far. No force of hell can stop your beauty changing hearts. You made us for much more than this. Awake the kingdom scene in us. Fill us with the strength and love of Christ. We are your church. We are the hope on earth. Build your kingdom. Thank you. glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness.
Thing I want to do is sneak in another announcement. Jamie mentioned Memorial Day a couple of times. And how many of us are aware that right here in Grass Lake we have a Memorial Day observation opportunity? So I'll share for the rest, anybody that doesn't. At 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, the American Legion and VFW host a Memorial Day memorial service, essentially, right downtown Grass Lake here next to the library. There's a memorial sculpture, or if you will. Typically, it's 100, 150 people show up to this, and they'll have a brief service, and we march down to one of the local cemeteries, and they'll read the roster, the roles of those that are interned there that served our country. So it's pretty good experience. Our scouts have participated in it. For as long as I've been part of the Scouts, for 10 years now. So come down and join us if you have the opportunity. With that, I'll start talking about some stewardship. So I'm going to just read in Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 6 here, starting verse 17. I'll just say this is Paul writing to Timothy. And sometimes I'm a little proud and not too excited to take advice from people, but I'm thinking I can swallow that pride and take some advice from Paul. So let's read see what advice he's given to Timothy here. Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their heart, their hope, on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. Instruct them to be good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed. O Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you, avoiding worldly and empty chatter and the opposing arguments of what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed and thus gone astray from the faith. So he talks about being generous in here, and Pastor shared a book with me and asked me to read one of the chapters out of it, and I wrote down this quote out of that, and it says, "It is possible to give without generosity, but we can't be generous without giving." So this instruction Paul gives to Timothy here really speaks to the heart of giving. God doesn't need our gifts. He wants our heart first. So my thought is, It's about who we are and what our heart is, and that stuff comes from it. Now, sometimes we have to do things to change our heart at the same time. So, I had more written down here, but I'm just going to leave it at that. And just ask you to look at your heart, look at the generosity, look at this not as a duty, maybe giving back, tithes, worship, not as a duty, but an opportunity to connect with God. And with that, I'll ask our children to stand up and maybe follow Miss Bonnie and Miss Roseanne and Mr. Gary. Oh, we're ganging up on you this week, guys. And I need my volunteers for to take up the offering. Thanks, Ryan and Nathan, if you join me in prayer. Father God, I do praise you and thank you for all the riches and blessings you've given each one of us, that we're just able to be here today freely worshiping you and take this opportunity to remember those that gave all so that we can do this. And first and foremost, that would be your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, as we just give back a little bit, I pray that you would help us examine our hearts and just connect a little closer to you. In Jesus' name.
Would you please stand with us for the closing song?
Let the
Almighty God, we have gathered here. We've worshiped you. We've thanked you. We've heard from your word. Now, Lord, stir our hearts to action. Help us to be